Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Right. Welcome to episode 220. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. And as always, I'm very excited for this episode. I don't think I've ever not been excited for an episode. And for today, I'm excited because I have a great topic for you. It's one that I've gotten a lot of DMs about over the past couple of months and weeks. And I'm excited to hop into it and give my perspective on it. And I'm also excited in general for the podcast, and especially the music and mindfulness episodes that I've been doing, because your support of those has been unreal. The last two ones I did with Cash Cash and Young Bombs have been my most downloaded episodes ever, and I'm just getting started. Frankly, I've got some huge names coming up, and I'm really excited to release those collaborations. So just want to say thank you for that. Thank you for the support of those episodes. Thank you for just getting it, music and mindfulness. And if you haven't checked them out yet, be sure to do that. But today's episode isn't a music one. It is in response to some DMs that I've been getting. And these ones particularly are around dating and relationships, and specifically the question of how do you get over a breakup? And I did an episode not too long ago on a similar topic, on closure. And I think that was a really powerful episode, frankly, because in that I basically said that you don't need the closure you think you do, that you don't need closure in the form of mutual understanding or one last conversation or agreement or something like that. That closure is all on you. It's all about you. And I very much stand by that. But this here is about the fact that once you have that closure, once you create that closure for yourself, once you're like, okay, this is done, it's over, there's no changing the past, then what? Then what do you do? Because it's one thing to be like, yep, okay, the relationship is over, there's no going back, it's over. But then what? Like, it still hurts a lot. So what do you do? And I've been getting a lot of DMs from folks on this kind of question, this topic, being basically like, how do you stop looking back? How do you stop overthinking? How do you stop doubting yourself, guilting yourself in such a way that it's tough to move forward? It's tough to move past something, even though it's done, it's over. How do you move past it? Even though you know the relationship is over and nothing can bring it back, how do you thrive again? How do you start up your life again in that sense? So I've got some thoughts here, and you'll see why I titled this Catch Flights Then Feelings in that order. So the answer I have, and it's actually two answers, it's two very specific answers, but I think it'll be really helpful, because whenever someone says, how do I move on? My answer always starts with grounding them in one thing, and one thing only. It's just one thing. And I always say, I want you to realize something. It's not, I want you to do something. It's not, I want you to, get out there and get your best bod or hang out with your friends and travel and love yourself and get a new hobby and invest in yourself. It's not that. It's not verb. It's not action verb. It's, I want you to realize something. Realize something. Because I found that when you realize what I'm about to talk about here, like, the rest becomes somewhat easy. You inevitably thrive in your life because you're no longer tempted to look back. You no longer feel that kind of heavy regret or guilt or blame. And that, I think that sounds pretty good, right? So here's what I've got here in reaction to how to get over a breakup. And it basically goes like this, that anytime someone reaches out and says, my relationship ended and I know it ended for the right reason, but I'm struggling to move on. I feel stuck, I feel guilty or regret or whatever negative emotion they're feeling. I feel like I wasted my time and so on and so forth. Anytime someone says that, I always say, okay, I feel that, I've been there, but I think it's time to reframe this. You're not falling behind. You didn't waste time. In fact, you should be grateful this happened now instead of 2 years down the line. That's what I say. You should be grateful this happened now, today, instead of 2 years down the line. Because imagine if you decided to stick it out. Imagine if the relationship somehow, you know, taped itself back together and you hung on for another year or another 6 months or whatever, and then it fell apart. Right? And then it fell apart as it kind of seemingly was destined to do. Imagine if you continued investing your energy and your compassion and your effort into something that then collapsed later. And I say, I know it's not easy, but I think right now in the immediate, you should be grateful that you're hurting right now. And I know that's a weird thing to say. Why would I say that? And I know it hurts. I know you're tempted to feel guilty that you wasted time. But the reality is it's over and it's done. And it's over and done today. And in my mind, a broken today turns into a more powerful tomorrow. You know, hurting today means healing tomorrow. And that tomorrow is sooner than you realize. And you should be grateful for that. You should be grateful that you're here now rather than a year from now or 2 years from now. That is what I say. And I know that that's a very pragmatic way to look at something. But there's no overthinking to that. So that's the first thing I say. And I think it's really important that right now, try your best to turn on a new emotion. Turn on an emotion that says, I'm grateful. I'm grateful I figured this out now instead of 2 years down the line, or a year from now, or even 6 months from now. And obviously, this is a very simple way to look at a relationship, a breakup. But I think it's an important precursor to what I'm about to talk about that I think will really empower you to move forward. So it's first, ground yourself in this new emotion. And the new emotion is gratitude. It's you being grateful that the relationship is over. That's over, whether you ended it, whether they ended it, whether it was mutual or not. That's you being grateful that it's over now and it's done now. And that it's over and done for a reason. And you might not agree with the reason. You might disagree with it. You might be confused by it. You might be really hurting because of it. But it's over. And because of that, you can, and I think you should, be grateful that it's over now instead of a year from now. Because again, I say a broken today can turn into a more powerful tomorrow. And hurting today means healing tomorrow. And you just need that day one to be here to start. You need day one. And that starts today, if you look at it that way. And today is better than a year from now, or 6 months from now, or 2 years from now. Now you have all this time ahead of you, and I think you're going to do great, amazing things with that time. So I say start with that realization, being grounded and rooted in this sense of gratitude. And it's practical, right? It's like relief, frankly, relief that you have now this time ahead of you. Yes, your relationship is no more. It's done. You're going to face some tough times ahead. It is what it is, right? Let's be real. You might be really torn up about this. I get it. I get that. I really, really, really do. Rarely is a breakup black and white. Rarely is a breakup like super tangibly clear about why it had to end that way. The worst kind of breakup is the one where you're not completely sure the person was wrong for you, and you're not completely sure that you weren't right for that person. It's like you're in the middle and it sucks. You know it won't work, but it still sucks. It still hurts. And that's a very common kind of breakup. And most of the advice I hear around that centers on, you know, finding closure as fast as possible so that you can get on and move and do new things and invest in yourself and get out there and prove yourself and so on and so forth. But as I'm sure you're aware, that's not entirely easy. It's like opposite day, frankly. The more you try to move on, the more it hurts, the harder it becomes. It's like what I would assume being stuck in quicksand is like. The more you try to get out, the more you try to squirm and wiggle your way out, the deeper in you sink. You know, you need your Indiana Jones whip to get out of it. And that's what I think this mindset is. This is your Indiana Jones whip, that you ground yourself, that at a minimum, practically, right now, you could be grateful it's over rather than a year from now, because you could do a lot in a year. And that's the second thing that I want to talk about here. That yes, as I keep saying, a breakup sucks. You getting broken up with sucks. You ending a relationship sucks. Both of you ending a relationship sucks. There's no way around it. It hurts. It's not a good vibe. But there is an interesting upside to a breakup that I think is, and I hate to use the word guaranteed, but I think it's guaranteed. It is. It's like a money back guarantee. Buy one, get one free guarantee. That when you go through a breakup, I guarantee you that something will happen and you get it for free. And it's powerful. And what you get for free that's powerful is change. It's personal change. You are guaranteed to change. I've never seen a breakup that hasn't resulted in both people changing in some small way and some big way. I think you are guaranteed to come out of a breakup as a different person, but in the best way possible. And yeah, immediately, let's cast these aside. You might have some immediate changes, like you feel a little bit closed off or cynical or distrusting, but that will fade. And ultimately, you will change for the better. It's a guarantee in my mind. And I say that because you have to. You have to. It's like the blessing of being human. It's like the human biological response to a breakup. That, yes, you know, you're going to hurt. Yes, you're going to say things like, oh, I'm never going to date again. Women are the worst and men suck. And, you know, I'm just going to eventually have to settle. Like you'll say things like that to start. But then I'm telling you, your humanness will kick in. That sink or swim, survival of the fittest will sink in and you will change. You will change out of necessity. You will use that breakup, and maybe it's not immediate, but you will use that breakup to change for the better. You will realize that you no longer have to hang out in the wreckage of what happened. You can build a new world, one that is reflective of what you deserve. And as a human, you are hardwired to do that. And that will be reflective of change. That's changes around you standing up for yourself, being vocal about yourself and what you want, and saying yes and saying no and being true to yourself. And I know those are cheesy changes, but it really is inevitable. And if you've been through breakups before, you can look back and you hopefully will nod your head about this. After a breakup in your life, you changed. You became wiser, more centered, more honest with yourself and others. Certainly was a tough way to grow and learn that, but it happened and you did it. And from this moment being day one, you will change for the better again. I really believe it. I really believe that it's guaranteed. It's going to happen. And it's going to happen because you will come to realize that to be happy, you have to evolve. It's like your human response. To be happy, you have to pull yourself together. You have to move forward. And I know this is very pragmatic, but I don't know about you, but like I find a certain comfort in knowing this, because it's easy to say, oh, I don't have anything left. I'm worn out. I can't do this. I will never get it right. Right? That's a shitty feeling to say that and kind of have given up on yourself and say, like, I can't change. It's over. It's all done. But I find comfort in being like, you know what? Yeah, okay. This does suck. Yes, I'm going to wallow around for a little bit. But I will change. I am guaranteed to change. It is inevitable that I will change and I will evolve and I will level up. I will change for the better. I don't know. Something about that is really empowering to me. You will change for the better. You will embrace the magic, the gift of time. You will come to realize that that relationship was neither the beginning nor the end of your story, of your journey in life. It was just a chapter. Might have been a long chapter, might have been an important chapter. It might have been a short chapter, might have been a bittersweet chapter, but it was a chapter nonetheless. And you will embrace that fact, the fact that you lived plenty of life before that chapter, and you have plenty of life to live after that chapter. And as a human, you are wired to thrive again. You are wired to adapt and change and evolve and overcome. And obviously, I'm not a scientist. I'm not a scientist, but I think this is very true. You are hardwired to heal and you will make it happen. And it will happen naturally. Like, you can't force it. That's why I can't share with you some magic bullet blueprint to help you out. But you can and will heal and evolve and change and grow. And I think you can ground yourself in knowing this, that yes, while you might be, you know, torn up right now because you're telling yourself that, oh, you gave everything you had to that person. You were your best self and it still didn't work. You might be saying that. You might be saying it's gotta be, it's downhill from here. I was this relationship, I was my best looking, my funniest, my most compassionate, my most caring self. I was my best self. And look, this is how it ended. It still ended. So Case, how can you say I'm going to change for the better? I was my best self. That's all I have to give. That's all I had. You might be saying something like that. And I kind of disagree with that. One, because I've lived this multiple times, and I also see it over and over again. And it reminds me that there are levels to life. There are levels to who you are. And you still have gas in the tank. And I think you'd be surprised what levels you can rise to. And just when you think you have nothing left, nothing to reach for, you will find yourself, you can find yourself, you will inevitably find yourself growing again. Yes, you know, okay, you gave your best self to someone, and that sucks. It's a bad feeling. But I fundamentally believe that there is a better version of you lying ahead, and you will find it. And you find it through a breakup. It will happen. It simply will happen. And I know it might not be easy to believe this, but I'm very confident that you will level up as a result of a breakup. I believe that. I know it's a tough pill to swallow right now, maybe in particular, but it gives me hope, and I hope it gives you hope as well. These two realizations. One, be grateful that it happened now versus a year from now. And two, you are guaranteed to grow as a person as a result. That's how I look at a breakup. To be rooted in the reality of what is versus the confusion, the regret of what was or what almost was. Reality, 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 reality. And the reality is that that relationship is over. And in that realization, you can recognize that you now have a year ahead of you of where you are guaranteed to grow. And that's awesome. That's freaking amazing. Like, I don't know how many things in life are guaranteed, but I really think this is one of them. You are guaranteed to grow in the sense that you will further create or recreate your own identity. You will solidify what you stand for, what you want. You will grow into what you truly deserve and your worth. You will root yourself even further in what is right for you and what is wrong for you. Small things, some cliches in there, I know, but that is guaranteed growth. And you will be stronger as a result, more compassionate towards yourself, you know, more direct with your words and your actions, more intentional with what you say and think and do. And you wouldn't have that growth otherwise. And I'm grateful for that. I don't know about you, but I'm grateful for that. It's the flip side to the pain you might be feeling. And it's rooted in the here and now, in reality. So that's the reminder that you will grow. And then eventually, when combined with the magic of time, you will move past the things that you thought you would never get over. You know, pictures of your ex, your favorite movie, your favorite song, a familiar smell, you will move past those things. I don't think it's possible to forget those things, but you won't carry with them with you so often. They won't be so heavy, the weight you carry. And then one day you're going to look back and you're going to realize that what I'm saying right now is true. You're going to say, wow, you know, I'm glad it happened when it happened. It hurt, but I'm glad it happened then. Because look at me now. Look at what I did in the past year. Look at how I grew in the past year. It was a rough start, but I'm grateful. I grew through it. I know I did, and I'm grateful that day one started when it did. That is the power of perspective. That is the power of mindset. And right now, I know that, you know, that might not seem that great to you, but I hope it gives you like a light at the end of the tunnel. To be kind to yourself, to be confident in what you're going to experience. You will move on because you have to, because you're driven to, you're hardwired to, and because you're compassionate towards yourself. Most important, you will move on because you realize that you have a whole life ahead of you. And that's why I named this episode Catch Flights, Then Feelings, because you have so many more flights, things, experiences, growth ahead of you. You have a world to build or a world to rebuild or however you look at it. And that's growth. It's guaranteed growth, and it's going to start today. So that's why I say be grateful this happened today, not a year from now, today. And there's warmth in that. Be grateful you have the gift of time and know that, you know, okay, eventually you'll find your place again. You'll drop your guard again. When you're ready, you're ready. And in that moment, you'll be ready to catch some feelings again because you've grown. Day one was a blessing. And you've caught, in the time since that day one, you've caught more feelings for yourself than you ever knew possible. And that's all because it happened the way it happened. And when that's the case, there's nothing to ever overthink. So that's it. I'll leave it right there. I hope that gave you something to think about. I hope it offered you maybe a bit of comfort, those two realizations, to be glad it happened today and to be excited because a broken today can turn into a powerful tomorrow. If you enjoyed this episode, I'd love it if you would share it with a friend. Of course, I'm always open to feedback. My DMs are open. You can text me. My number's in the description. And thank you so much for the support. It really does mean a lot to me to see all the shares and messages and tags. It really is incredible. So thank you so much. But that's it. Until next episode, I'm out.